Hi to everyone. Welcome to tonight's episode of the Hot Widows Club podcast. My name is Crystal. I'm the hot widow of Eric, and my co-host tonight, as usual, is the beautiful Allie.
Hello.
Very hot widow of Ross.
Hey guys.
And we are part of a tribe called the Hot Widows Club podcast. We have had so many great guests on over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been really, really nice.
It's been so fun to get to hear everybody else's story, learn about their journey, glean something to help me make sure that I'm following my defined path. So that's great.
Yeah, it's been really satisfying, honestly, in a way where after we get done recording, you can see their kind of relief of like, oh, it's like, I think they were nervous. I think every single person was nervous coming in here because it is intimidating.
Because Ellie's so hot.
No, stop. No. Because, you know, they're telling their story and it's not an easy story to tell.
No.
But they feel it's really neat to watch. They feel a sense of relief after.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, talking about anything, it just helps you. So it's been really cool to watch them tell their story and feel a sense of community with us. And then also, I have learned something from every single one of our guests.
Yeah, me too. I think you're right, Allie. It's just like a huge load that comes off people's mind. You get to share it with people who get it.
Yeah.
And there is something special about sharing your widowhood story with those who get it. And so for those of you who are reaching out and, you know, interested in being on our podcast, we're filtering through those and we're really working to get some timing put together so that we can have guests on over the next duration of our podcast. So look for notes from us in the future.
Yeah. I just feel like it's for me, a calling. Like this is what I was meant to do, is to help. I just want to help widows and widowers and all those grieving. Like I just feel that so much in my heart. And I'm so glad that we're doing this, that we're having these guests, because not only is it really cool to watch them, you know, go through this on the podcast and I'm learning something, but our audience, it seems like people reach out and they're like, wow, I really relate to Sarah, or I really relate to Felicia. And it's just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It builds even more of a sense of community.
Yep. We love you guys.
I love it.
Thank you for coming on. We don't have a guest tonight, so you are stuck with Allie and I, and total randomness coming your way tonight. So we have nothing planned. We have no guest to help us when we're failing at what to say. So bear with us if we really suck tonight. But you're getting raw and real with Allie and Crystal. We should have called that our podcast. Let's get raw and real with Allie and Crystal.
Okay, tonight's episode is called Raw and Real.
Oh boy, ain't nobody want me going raw and real. But I do have to tell you a funny story. So I'm totally in love with this show called Big City Green. It's a Disney show. My kids watch it all the time. It's about this family, like raising their family in the in a city, but they're rural people. It's hilarious. It is hands down the best. And so this girl, her character is hilarious. She's just this innocent little farm girl who is, if you know, like she just keeps to herself. She loves animals. She loves everything about like humanity. And she's the sweetest thing. And so her brother is a troublemaker and his name is Cricket, Cricket Green. He never wears shoes. So Cricket tells Tilly he wants her to sing a rap song. And she goes, oh, Cricket, I've never sang a rap song before. And he says, Tilly, you just got to do two things. Go hard and be intense. So, ladies and gentlemen, my new motto over the next couple of months is going to be go hard and be intense.
I feel like you're always like that.
Well,
you
it's
always
getting worse.
Go hard.
It's getting worse.
Oh, dear.
Going harder, going more intense.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to come out of that, but
I can't wait to see.
That's the goal. So, Al, what do you got? What's new? What's exciting? Fill us in. I know you have a huge date coming up. Ellie is celebrating her. I don't think that's the right way to put
it.
She is going to wake up, and it is going to be the 2-year anniversary of Ross passing away.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's heavy on your heart. I can
very
totally relate.
Yes, very hard. I've been writing a ton of notes to talk about on here for, I would say, months. And so I think a lot of this is, like Crystal said, might be random, but these are things that have been on my heart. Probably the biggest, I was really, really impacted by Sarah's story when she came on here. And I was, you know, I'm thankful for all of our guests to talk about their stories, But Sarah's really hit me. And I spent, I would say, a couple weeks really diving into why it was so heavy on my heart. And I think the reason is because my kids and her talking about how people say you're so lucky you didn't have kids. And it just really weighed on me because I don't know what I would do without my kids. My kids have saved me in this process. Like, I seriously don't know where I would be today without them. I know everybody appreciates their kids. I mean, kids are just so wonderful, but I just have like a new appreciation for them because it's Ross and I's love. You know, that's mm-hmm. the production of our love, but also it's the best piece of Ross. Like, I see them, I see him in them every mm-hmm. single day. And it's just so cool. And I feel for Sarah because I can see how that would be so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those of you who are grieving and, you know, you are in a similar situation where, you know, you've gone through those struggles, you know, please feel free to reach out to us as we'd love to get you connected with Sarah and see if she might be able to help to offer any advice. But Allie, I think you're right. There's just a lot to be said about that byproduct of the children, right?
Yeah.
That piece of you that is so much a piece of who you've lost.
Yeah. Anyways, I just have been really focusing on my love for my children. And I mean, it's always apparent that I love my kids, but really focusing on that. Mm-hmm. And it feels so heavy, like in my heart, how much they mean to me. And I mean, I don't think they will ever know, but I just love them so much. And this week, Gus was star of the week. They have a star of the week in first grade. And, he came home. So you find out the Friday before. So he comes home Friday and he's so excited to be star of the week next week. And the teacher had given him instructions on what he needed to do for that week. And he had to put together a poster board and he had to bring 3 items from home, whatever he wanted. And then like 30 pictures.
Wow. That's a lot of pictures.
A ton of pictures.
Oof-ta.
And so, and he had to bring them by the following Monday. So we spent Sunday several hours putting this poster together.
Oh God, I would have been annoyed.
Pulling pictures. And the first item he chose was, so we made bears out of Ross's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so proud of that bear. He sleeps with it every single night and he hugs it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was actually really nervous for him to bring it to school, but he really wanted to bring it to his class and show him. The second thing was a pocket watch that his dad had given him. It was Ross's pocket watch, and Gus just absolutely loves his pocket watch, which I was also very nervous for him to bring, but he wanted to show his class. And then the third thing was a soccer ball. And so Gus is absolutely obsessed with soccer. And it's so funny because Ross and I, like, that's not our favorite sport.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's getting this from, but he really wants to play on the Creighton University soccer team. Like,
okay.
He's come up with this dream. And I'm crying because it just means a lot. That
your heart fills up with those boys, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever know how much they mean to me. But so we're filling out this poster board and, you know, it's just normal questions. Like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? What do you want to be when you grow up? Again, Gus wants to play professional soccer. And then the last question was, if you had one wish, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And he said to have his dad back. And, you know, so he wrote that out and we put a ton of pictures on the poster board. And I was like, okay, buddy, so you're going to go in Monday and you're going to have to go present this whole thing. And my heart was just like aching for him that he has to do this in front of his class, which is 36 7-year-olds. And it just like amazes me. He wasn't nervous. He wasn't like, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. Kids are resilient, Al.
It's just like amazing to me. And also part of the requirements was that Friday of the Star of the Week, your parents come in.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring your parents in and they're supposed to talk about you, you know, the star, and then the star is supposed to talk about their parents, and then we read a book, and the kids ask like a ton of questions.
Yeah.
So this is literally just this last couple days ago that I went in, and I was so anxious to go in and knowing that we were going to be talking about Ross. Like I'm always excited to talk about Ross.
Right.
But to see how these 6 and 7 year olds were going to react, like I just didn't know.
Right.
And so we go in and they were all so excited. All so excited for me to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it broke my heart a little bit that Ross wasn't physically there with us, but we had pictures of him everywhere. So it was just really special. And I had to say what I loved about the star. And so I just immediately started crying. Like, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? I'm crying because I have so much love for this child.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help myself. And I was overcome with emotion and I'm crying and I'm just like, I just love him so much.
Oh, jeez, you're a crazy lady. You're not crazy.
No,
you know that.
They were all like,
yeah.
They were all so sweet. And they asked, you know, some really crazy questions. Like, they asked Gus, like, who's your favorite, Hank or your mom? And I'm like, Gus, you don't have to answer this. You don't have to answer this.
Who did he answer?
He said Hanky.
Hanky, there's something about that kid.
I know.
I mean,
I'm not upset about that.
I don't know where I would rank him, but he's somewhere up there.
He's pretty amazing. So I don't blame Gus. But at the end, I was feeling so good having these kids like just surround me and love on Gus. And honestly, love on me.
Yeah.
And it was just so incredibly special. This little girl comes up to me at the end. She goes, you are so beautiful. I know.
Oh.
I'm like, you are so beautiful. She goes, look at my earrings. And I was like, oh, can I see them? So one earring had a ladybug.
Yeah.
And the other earring had a rainbow butterfly. Oh. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Signs everywhere.
That is so cute. I love that story.
That's my update on Gus. I don't want to keep talking. I feel like I'm talking so much, but I do have some updates on Hank.
Okay. Benny had the same situation when he was star student. It was really cute. One of the kids, because Benny had star student this year too, and one of the kids said, Benny, is that your dad? And in the picture, and he says, yep, that's my dad. And Benny said the same thing. If you could have one wish, what would it be to have my dad back? And some kid said, well, Benny, your dad is right here. And Benny goes, he takes his hand in a circular motion. He goes, yeah, he's right here. He's all around us all the time. It's just crazy how these little kids process death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how they do it. But the other day, Benny goes, Mom, I had a sign from Dad. And I said, what was it, honey? And, you know, Benny is 7. He's going to be 8. So, I mean, you all know me really well. So you can imagine how my kids are. He said, I was in the bathroom taking a leak. And I looked up and the trash can had formed a heart. And so I had like a trash bag liner in our trash can, and I have to keep the trash on top of the sink or like the back of the toilet because Kevin will eat the trash. Mm-hmm. He eats all trash. And he, like the handle had just formed into a heart. And Ben correlated that to a sign from his dad.
Oh.
I know. It was really cute. Yeah. He told Aunt Jessie about it. And then the next day he goes, I got to show you this. He was so excited.
Yeah.
And so he goes and shows me the sign.
I went on a walk with Benny one day, and he found 2 heart rocks. And he was like, I need to bring these back to my mom. I want to give her these heart rocks because it's a sign from my dad.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Those are the rocks that are on that shelf in my room where I put that sign yesterday. Yeah, he loves to give me signs from Dad. Mm-hmm. He likes to take care of me. I'm sure that Gus is very similar in that way. He's going to be your caretaker for life.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to milk that shit for a long time. I mean, I don't want to turn him into a pansy. Sorry to Ben's future wife, but I don't think I care that much.
No, Ben's going to be a great husband.
I hope.
He is. He's so sweet.
Yeah, he's a pretty good kid. All my kids are pretty good kids. Yeah. pretty pleased with the outcome so far. We'll see what the next 5 years have to bring. But they are funny. Kids are ridiculously resilient to this. I was not expecting 2 years later that my kids are, I wouldn't say they're fine, but I would say they're processing our life. Like, there's nothing that I do that they don't tell me they resent me for it. They are happy with what we do. They're happy with how we do it. They look forward to our adventures. Mm-hmm. We went to Hy-Vee the other day and we got groceries. And I said, hey, guys, grab that bag of popcorn. And we polished off a whole bag of popcorn in the car before we got home. And someone said, what are we having for lunch? And one of them goes, we do what we want. We eat popcorn if we want. And I said, that's right. We do what we want.
Aw.
Yeah. So
your kids are doing great.
Your kids are doing great, too.
They are doing great.
Yeah.
They really are.
We're lucky.
As my mom says, you know, all of their needs are getting met. I give them so much love.
Yes.
You know, and I make sure all their needs are met. There's no void that they feel at this moment. That does make me feel good. Mm-hmm. I just know what void they're missing. So that's what breaks my heart. And I think one day they will realize it when one big moment happens. I don't know. But I just know that it will come.
I want to unpack that for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Then I have a challenge for you. So you said you know what void they're missing. Mm-hmm. And they are missing something. All of our kids, all of the listeners are missing something, right? We have this void that we lost. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about this void that they're missing, I would challenge you to not think about what they're missing, but think about their badass fucking mom and what they're getting. Because I know how you feel. Like, I know that you want Ross back. And you want him there in the house, like, with those boys, raising them.
Yeah.
But he's not. And you know that. Obviously, we know that. And Eric's not. But you are also giving 100 gazillion percent. And
I
those
know.
Boys are getting such a special outcome. I wouldn't think of that as missing anything. I would flip that narrative and just think of, look at what they've got. Because, my mm-hmm. God, you're doing some cool, cool shit there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do think I'm a badass. I know I am. Mm-hmm. I do so much. And we have fun.
Yep.
We have so much fun. Mm-hmm. My kids are happy as hell. I just know Ross was the best dad.
Yep.
And he brought things that I couldn't bring.
Yep.
Such as cooking. I struggle with that. And I'm like, are my kids not getting what they need from a diet standpoint? But I'm just trying the best that I can, you know?
Yep.
We're very active.
Yep.
I keep us very active. I feel like we are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I work full time and I'm constantly running us around and I don't have time to cook. And one, I don't enjoy it either. It's
Nobody
not
gives
something.
A shit if you cook. Those boys are healthy. They like snacks in their pockets. they like strawberries in the fridge. Like, they're very, the boys don't care. They love that you're there. They love that you're present. And mm-hmm. you also have a crazy, amazing family mm-hmm. who is picking up the pieces when you're not there full time. And so, yeah, I get that, you know, I want Eric there too. I do not want to rely on anybody else to watch my kids. But then I look back and I'm like, hey, look at that. They're okay. Maybe I'm okay. Maybe this is going to be okay because I can't dwell in what I had and I'm not going to get it back. I'm never going to try to replace it in a gazillion years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to embrace the moment that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And accept that I'm doing okay. I have my moments. I personally, you know, some days I'm great. Other days I'm, you know, a blubbering mess. But the kids, I hope, my God, I hope they're doing okay. And I hope that they're not missing significant void. Like they're not, I hope they're not dwelling in the void of Eric, but rather celebrating in what they got and then where we're at. I hope.
Your kids are doing great though, from what I see.
Yeah.
They're also older.
They are.
I don't. Mm-hmm. They can express more and think about things more.
Yeah, they can. They tend to push more down. Mm-hmm. My girls do.
Yeah.
Benny is much more expressive. He's a lot more like us, just like laissez-faire.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And like factual, and this is the situation. So, yeah. What else you got on your list there?
So I'll just give some funny stories about Hank because Hank is just a riot.
Well, I got a challenge for you while you're looking that up.
What's that?
Okay. So,
I got a challenge for you too.
Oh, sweet. It's probably will be done by the time this podcast is over. Okay. So, I was talking to Trey on Saturday morning, Body by Trey. And I said, Allie wants to get physically fit so bad. And
it's not fit. I want to be healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Allie wants to get healthy so bad. She's already smoking hot. She just wants to be healthy.
It's not about my body.
Right. She just wants to be healthy.
Yes.
And so I believe that weight training is very helpful with that. So I was talking about Body by Trey. Mm-hmm. And I said, Allie really wants to find some time to work out.
I do.
And he's like, I have appointments in nights, afternoons, etc. So I'm going to challenge you to do a workout with Body by Trey.
Okay, I just need to be connected. I needed to probably do it over lunchtime.
Okay.
I don't know if he has this available. Please call in.
Trey, if you're listening, call in tonight.
Because we're currently doing jump rope.
Yeah.
So Crystal and I started jump rope, and I love it because I can do it on my driveway anytime. Right. And my kids are like now into it. And so Crystal and I just did it at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to share it with you.
Tell the audience what our goal is with it.
So we're starting out 10 minutes a day.
Yep.
And let me tell you, it is hard.
Oh, yeah. It's not easy.
No.
I set a timer today and I made Violet sit out there with me and watch me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, 3 minutes left. And then I went hard. I was intense and I went hard. And I go, Violet, how much time is left? She goes, 2 minutes. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is never gonna end. It was the longest 10 minutes of my life today.
And you like work out a lot.
I do. Yeah.
Like you're very physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Nope. So we're doing 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I told my buddy that I was gonna work on some tricks. So if anyone has any jump rope tricks, let us know.
Yeah, I just kind of make up my own as I go.
Those were pretty cool. Those ones you tossed out there on the video. So we can't wait for you guys to see us in our jump roping, mad jump roping skills.
Man, wait till we can do, like, as Richard said, the double dutch.
I don't know if I'd be afraid to jump in. I remember being in school and like having to jump into that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Maybe we can do it as adults.
I don't know. I can do a lot as an adult. I've learned that because of you, like seriously, because I met you when you drug me off of my couch and made me live again, I have done so many things I would not normally do because of
you. You can do anything.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Your belief in me and your constant encouragement get me through every day. I am not shitting you. You're an inspiration.
You're an inspiration.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
Well, I'll give you some inspiration from Hanky.
Okay, tell me.
So maybe this isn't inspiration. This is for all parents of young children. One morning, I wake up to Hank. Okay, this is 6 a.m., by the way. And I'm dead asleep. Wake up to Hank going, Mom, I'm going to cut my hair. And I can hear scissors. And I'm like, what? Which we've had multiple conversations. Like, I tell both my boys, only Katie cuts her hair. That's our hairdresser. Only Katie cuts hair. No, we don't. Nobody else cuts hair. And so they both, like, we have a pact. Well, Hanky decided that morning that he needed to cut his hair. So I'm running in there. He was problem solving. I'm proud of the kid, actually. But he had fallen asleep with some sort of putty or slime or something in his hand. Don't ask me how he brought this putty. Easter baskets. The damn Easter baskets had putty. Like, anyways, he brought putty into his bed and he must have like hid it from me. Well, he wakes up with the putty in the back of his head, back of his hair. And he can't get it out himself. So he decides he's going to cut it out, which brilliant. But I'm like, nobody, oh my God, let me try to get it out. So I try to pull it out. It's like in there, people. It's like gum. And so I'm like, don't move. Don't move. I will cut your hair. So I cut as little as I possibly can.
You guys have to know Hanky to know why this is such a big deal to this guy. He has the most beautiful locks of red, magnificently red, flaming ass red hair. Beautiful. It is.
We get comments everywhere we go.
It's silky. I mean, it is just the most beautiful head of hair you've ever seen.
Yep. Everywhere we go, I always say people comment on it. And I'm like, rock star hair. He's got rock star hair because it's long and it's like, anyways. So I'm cutting around it and I pull it out. Maybe I'll post a picture, but he has like, so you can't tell from the front because he has so much hair. You can't tell. But in the back, there's like just the hole missing. Like, and
you
I can't tell. I'm like, you know what? It's okay.
You'll be all right. Ben's growing a mullet.
Ben's hair is awesome.
I know. It's really
funny. He looks so good with a mullet.
He does.
He's the only person I know that can pull off a mullet.
So he was growing his hair long like his dad's, and because he saw his dad holding a snake, and Eric used to have really long hair. Eric had rock star hair too for a while there. And it was long black hair, like grunge 90s rock star. And so Ben sees this and he decides he's growing his hair out. Well, the hair kept getting in his eyes. It was driving me nuts. He looked homeless. And I couldn't have people, I don't care too much if folks judge me. But I was like, I can't be the widow with the kid with the homeless looking hair. Like, I just felt like that was a bridge too far for me. So anyways, I quickly made him get his hair cut. And he said he wanted a mullet. I said, fine, I'll cut you a mullet as long as it's out of your eyes. So Eric's parents took him to get a haircut over spring break, and he has a mullet now.
It looks great.
Oh, thank you.
He's pretty cute. He is so cute. All three boys are so cute together.
Oh, I know. We were playing with them last night. We were playing Spot It, and they were hilarious. If you guys have never played Spot It, Eric and I played this game during COVID, and we were trying to teach them how to play. And they are so damn competitive. And then you add my girls in there who are extra competitive. It was a nightmare.
Oh, Violet.
I know.
Violet is intense.
Yeah. Go hard and be intense.
Girl. We are a lot alike, me and Violet.
You are?
We're competitive.
Yeah, she is competitive. People say I'm competitive. Do you think I'm competitive? I mean, just from what you've known of me. Anyone listening right now is saying yes.
I don't know. I mean, you are, but...
It's only when I know I have some abilities. If we're talking about work, yeah, I'm probably going to be marginally competitive because I pour everything I have into the work that I do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we're running next to each other, yes, we're probably racing. If we're lifting weights too,
when we play sand volleyball, I'm trying to think of like something that we're competing in. Sand volleyball, you were intense, but you are also having fun with it. So I didn't see like a competitive, like, oh my gosh, we got to be better. We got to win kind of thing.
No, I do not care about winning. I do care about doing better next time than the time I did before. So I'm very competitive against myself. All I want to do is be better than I was yesterday. Allie, I've got this box of date night questions. Can I ask you one?
Okay.
This is going to be random. This is from Richard and Margie, our producers. They must go on dates in here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the oldest piece of clothing you own?
I have my great-grandma's mink coat.
Ooh.
Like, it's like a real fur coat. It was handed down to me.
Cool.
Yeah. It is cool, but it's real fur. I don't know if people are going to judge me on that, but it's handed down.
Listen, guys, don't judge. She got it from her great-grandma. She's not going to sell that piece.
I have a question for you.
Okay. What's your challenge for me?
Well, this isn't really a challenge, okay. But I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
Okay, Crystal has read receipts on in her texts.
I do?
Yes. And I don't know anybody else, like none of my other contacts have read receipts. And so I can see when you read my texts and it like drives me crazy sometimes because do you not know you have that on?
No. Are you kidding me?
So like, yeah. So people can see when you read their texts, like it will give me a time that you read it.
Really?
So when I know you read it and then you don't respond, I'm like, what the?
I got a lot of people who are pissed because I've got like 200.
It's not that I'm pissed. I'm like, what? why aren't you responding? But then also it's super helpful because when you don't respond, I can see you haven't read it.
Oh.
And so I wanted to bring that up on here because I don't know anybody else who has read receipts, but it's like kind of a mind F when you have it on.
I don't have read receipts on.
Okay. So here's Crystal's. So you read my last text at 2:03 p.m. today. And I sent it at 1:12.
Really?
Yeah. I guess you didn't know you had that on. I wanted to get your...
No, I don't have it on. It says when this is on, people are notified when you have read their messages. This enables read receipts for all conversations. It's not on.
It's on for me.
I wonder if that's because I have you as like a special find my friend.
It's always been on since I've known you.
That is so weird.
I wonder if you can do certain people that way and not everybody. Did you like set that way?
I don't know why. But anyways, I don't have it on for everybody.
Huh.
So that's hilarious. Well, I mean, yeah. I have nothing to hide from you.
No, I know. I just want, it's a conversation thing. Like, I just am curious. Does anybody in your contacts have read receipts on?
My kids.
Oh, yeah. Do you make them put that on?
Yes. But I don't, I mean, I have a friend who does.
Uh-huh.
But I have no idea why it shows that for you.
Yeah.
I mean, unless...
Like, and I know when you're mad because you don't respond to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not that I'm mad. It's just that I am probably pissed.
AKA mad. Not that you're mad a lot.
I don't know why it does
that.
You're
not mad a lot.
Do you see that, though? It's not on.
I wanted to ask you why you had it on because I don't know anybody else that has that on.
I wonder why with you. I'll have to do a double check. And see, I'm changing that shit. I don't want you knowing when I reach it.
It's kind of nice, though. Like I'm saying, it's kind of nice because when you don't respond, I know you haven't seen it.
So do you see my 4 a.m.? Like I've read things at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you text me at night, I'm so tired and I see it and I just...
I roll over
and crash.
This is just a conversation I had in my list of things because it's just been so interesting because I don't know anybody else that has that on.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I bet McLovin is like, oh, she's not responding when you read it or something like that.
I'm going to ask him. Hello, caller. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
We should call him some night and ask him some questions about dating me.
Yeah. That would be an interesting episode.
Maybe.
Dating a widow.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd be the best person to answer that. Maybe I would find out some things I didn't already know. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question from date night. You ready?
Why don't you ask yourself?
Why? That doesn't have any excitement to me. I want to ask you. Okay, what are the best three movies that we've watched together?
Have we watched movies together?
I doubt it. We watched the Creighton game on the phone together.
Yeah, Crystal and I don't watch movies.
Mm-mm.
We're always talking.
Yeah.
Or watching kids or eating.
We do eat a lot. Or playing games.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, we just...
I don't think I've ever watched a movie with you. That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
I don't even think we've really watched TV.
No. But I do have a new show to recommend to my widow friends and anyone, I think. It's called Shrinking. I think it's on Apple TV. It's got my boyfriend and lover in it. It is such a good show. It is about a widow who has a daughter and he kind of loses his way. And anyways... He is a therapist. It's Jason.
Seagal.
Thank you. Have you seen it, Richard?
One of my favorite shows right now.
Oh, my God. Did you think of us?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. As a widow, you got to watch this show. So good. Give us the premise, Richard. Better than I just did.
Well, Jason Seagal is a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... dealing with a lot of trauma in his life. His wife recently passed away. He has a daughter and he works in a...
The Total Therapy Center, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Harrison Ford is in it too.
Harrison Ford is in it. He's fantastic in this.
Yeah, gotta check it out.
So primarily, he decides that he is not approaching therapy to others in a way that satisfies him. He doesn't think that he's doing a good enough job as a traditional therapist. So he decides to switch it up. He decides to kind of do therapy in a way that is more direct, more honest. And he's actually getting results.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, he's got this guy who's, like, totally pissed. He hates the rest of the world and all sorts of people. And then he's like, you know what? You're just being an asshole. Aren't you fucking lonely? And he just is like, we're going somewhere, and we're going to break this. So I haven't gotten too far into it, but super cool. Wow. Recommend it.
I'll have to check that out.
What do you get for updates over there?
So one of the things I had in here was, okay, going to church is so hard for me.
Yeah.
As a widow with little kids. It's not even the kids part. It's supposed to be a place that you find peace and that you're in comfort. And I feel so uncomfortable in church. Ugh. You know why? Mm. Because it's full of families. It's like, I feel like I'm just constantly surrounded and reminded about not being in like a family unit.
Yeah.
It's something I wrote in here because, and I, again, this is just my experience. And I know I actually really admire those people that really dive into their faith. And when they go through such a trauma or a loss and they can just have faith in God that God's going to take care, you know, that this mm-hmm. was meant to be and he's going to take care of you. But like, I really struggle with that.
Right.
And I know there's probably others that do too, but I just have to throw it out there. Church is really hard for me to go to.
Yeah. That's why I don't go. My favorite church is called St. Mattress. As in, that's where I fucking exist. So don't get me wrong. I have faith. I just not big in organized situations. But anyways, I certainly hear the message, understand it. Gus actually invited me to Mass.
Yeah. Gus is so sweet.
He's so sweet. And I would certainly go to Mass with Gus.
You should go with us. Yeah. That would
Absolutely.
Be really sweet.
I would go.
Your kids are getting baptized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a week.
Yep. Yep.
That is pretty awesome.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you there.
Yeah.
You'll be a good mentor for them because I'm a real piece of shit.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, I feel you, Allie. Family, anywhere. Maybe that's part of my healing. I don't go anywhere where there are families.
See, that's the problem is I'm constantly around like sporting events and just sports and church and school. It's like, it's hard, guys. It is really hard to stay positive and feel like everything's going to be okay when you really are reminded all the time about what you don't have. Like, and I'm not a Debbie Downer. Like, I'm actually a very positive person. I'm just telling you.
Being around families blows.
It's hard. It's hard around church.
Yeah, I do okay at like sporting events. I just have my friends that I go with and I just sit there and gab away and watch Benny. But it is hard. Like when we're walking out and I see like the moms and the dads and the whole family units walking out together. It's a blow. It is a blow. Even though like I try to avoid it the whole time. Like there's just those certain moments when they're walking in and leaving that you have to see it. Or like when I see it, well, you know how I feel about dads cheering for their kids. Lock up your husbands. Totally kidding. Don't lock up your husbands.
I can't wait to see you at baseball this summer.
Oh, yeah. I love baseball.
Although, Gus and Benny are on the same team this year.
Yeah. Benny is mortified by me because I usually come straight from work.
You look hot in an outfit.
Well, you never know how I'm going to show up at work because so he who makes the rules, writes the rules and writes the rules in ways that are in my favor. And so I have a dress for your day policy at work, which basically means I can show up in a 3-piece suit or, you know, sometimes I wear that big, huge tulle puffy skirt to work. The one I just got that you inspired me to get. Mm-hmm. So you never know what I'm going to show up in. And so then I go to his baseball games and he's always so embarrassed.
Oh,
well, he's not embarrassed. He's just being silly, Ben. But
oh, Benny.
Oh, Benny Boo. I know.
He
I can't wait.
Loves baseball.
He does. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
He broke his glasses last night, his baseball glasses. So
him and his baseball glasses and his mullet. I'm just like.
He looks like a baseball player.
Wish you guys
he?
Could see this kid. He's so cool. He's a total vibe.
He's like a hanky. He's a total vibe.
Total vibe.
All right, here's another date night question for you. And I'm not asking myself, so don't even try.
Come on. Okay,
get your own stack of cards.
Why don't you do two truths and a lie? You
no,
do yours.
I don't have a good one. I didn't plan it. I'll give you some cards, though, and you can ask me a date night question. But while I wait, I'm going to ask you one.
No, it's your turn. Here we go.
You can't pre-screen them. You have to pick. Jesus.
Okay. When was the time we laughed the most together?
Oh, my God. We laugh so much all the time.
Probably right now. Last night.
Did we laugh a lot last night?
I thought so.
I just feel like every time we're together, we laugh mostly because Hanky is doing something outrageous or one of our kids has gotten into a fight with the other one like a brother and sister.
God. Yeah, Violet definitely sees Gus and Hank as like her brothers.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She treats them like
she sure does. I was asking her today why she was such a dick and we were talking through it. And she's like, they're just like my brothers in the car on the way home from Hy-Vee.
Is she really annoyed with them?
No.
Okay. No. I'm like,
it's just who she is. I can't think of the time we laugh the most. Gosh. We laugh so much.
I think we need another time. I'm like dreading, like there's like several things that are coming up in the next month. May is a freaking hard month.
Yeah, May is hard. May is so hard. You have the anniversary.
I used to love May. That's the sad thing.
And your birthday.
Yeah, May is just a really hard month.
We're going to have a karaoke birthday party, right?
Yeah, maybe that's when we'll laugh the hardest. I'll sing and my voice is horrible.
It's not worse than mine.
What toy were you most attached to growing up?
I don't know. I didn't have a toy. Cabbage Patch doll, I would say, with brown hair. I still have her. Actually, it was a cat. It was a stuffed cat. I got it for my birthday in third grade from this kid named Ethan Rogers. And it was my favorite cat. I still have it. Ethan, if you're listening, I'm grateful. I doubt he's listening, but if I can look him up, I'll tell him I did a shout out. Okay, Al, ready? I didn't screen this.
Well, some of these are not fun, so I screen.
Okay, what is out of balance in your life? Dating is hard. They're not always going to be fun, lover.
What?
So you said some of these aren't fun. And I said, well, dating is hard. These are date night cards.
Date night cards. Let's see. Out of balance. Well, I don't really take time for myself.
Good
very,
point.
Very seldom do I do anything for myself.
Okay.
So...
that was a goal. We need to work on that anyway. So we should get that back at the forefront.
Yeah, my life is pretty much work and the boys.
I like calling your boys the boys in the hood. I don't know why.
My shirt right now says Raising Ballers.
You sure are, baby. You sure are. You sure are.
All right, next question. What is your favorite day that we've spent together?
Oh, hands down, podcast launch party day.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. I had such a blast. You were in such a tough space. It was so stressful leading up to it. And that moment I saw you sitting on your sidewalk waiting for me, your face lit up. We had been at one another and we went on that walk and it was so special. We saw the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
That was my best day. I laughed with you. I celebrated everything we've done. No question.
That was a really good day. That was like a year ago.
It was July 30th.
I know. It's not exactly a year.
Right. What's your favorite day with me?
I have so many. It's like hard to pick with just one. It was a hard day, but whenever it's a hard day and you're there, like that just really helps me. Like last year on Ross's 1 year when we went on that hike, whitewater rafting with all of our kids.
That was fun.
That was pretty special.
That was really fun. It was so cold.
It was so cold. Like just I had never done that before.
I know.
My kids hadn't. It was just really cool.
It was fun. I did love that.
I absolutely loved the whole Zion trip.
Oh yeah.
Like that was probably hands down my most favorite trip.
Yeah. I just, bet that's when we laugh the most together.
Oh, for me, for sure. I've never felt that good. I don't remember the last time I felt that good before that trip.
I feel like that was when we were eating the soup. I was eating the soup, but I laughed so hard.
Yeah, I wasn't eating soup. You were eating soup.
I made Allie soup last night.
And it was bomb.
Thank you.
It was so good.
I will feed you till the day I die.
I tell you, I've told you this before. My love language is food. Like, if you make me a meal, like, that is straight to my heart.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I just, thank you.
I put together a charcuterie tray for her last night.
Thank you. Yeah, you do. You know who else does that a lot for me? Cassie, I love you.
Yeah.
Cassie always, always making me meals and cooking for me. And it's just like, it's just the sweetest. I just love you, Cassie. Thank you.
Yeah. Cassie is a really good friend to you. And
she's
love her
an amazing friend. What I love most about Cassie is that she is so honest with me and doesn't sugarcoat anything and just tries to understand and empathize with me and like where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky you have her.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I have her. I think she's a badass bitch. I really like her.
I like her a lot. I mean, I do have some pretty amazing friends.
Yeah, we really do. We're lucky. I do need to update the audience on my relationship, but I'm not ready to do that yet. I will tell you that as I'm dating, audience, I, at this point, right here, right now, so I've been seeing McLovin for like 9 months now. It's been a long time. In widow years. I mean, I've only got 2 years of widowhood. But I can tell you, absolutely, I am not at all interested in finding someone to raise my kids. I have this resolved in my head that my kids have dad. Their dad is in heaven, and that's the dad that they're always going to have right then and there. I am never, ever looking for someone to raise my kids. I don't mind having like a partner like or a mentor or something like that, but I don't want someone else to raise my kids. I'm wondering if that's normal or not. Or maybe not normal, just something, a feeling someone else has had.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I don't know.
But for me, since we're speaking on this topic, I don't think anybody will ever be able to raise my boys. I think what I ultimately am looking for is a partner who would be interested in playing and being a dad or a role model in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because my boys, and you have seen it, are so, they gravitate towards men.
Yeah.
Like they want that male bond. They want that dad figure.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are also younger than yours. I think having teenage girls, that would definitely, I would be probably in the same space as you.
I bet that's right.
But for me, my kids are younger and they're really wanting like a male figure. Thank God I have some amazing grandpas in my life. Like the boys have been so blessed with some amazing grandpas and they're so involved. Grandpa Don coaches Gus's basketball and baseball, and now he's coaching little Hanky's T-ball team.
Oh,
it's
what
just like
nightmare.
The most precious thing. That's where my head is at. But again, I'm not out there and I don't have somebody, but
right.
That's to piggyback off what you just said.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people that
McLovin's really respectful of that. He does not push himself at all into that arena, which is really nice. It's very helpful for me. Super hands off and like
but
just takes my lead.
I have to tell you guys something that is so cute. McLovin came back from, what was that, Louisville?
Yeah, Kentucky.
And he brought back Benny. He like went through the factory there.
Yeah.
And brought back baseball bats, like a little one for him, and then like a real one that they play in Major League Baseball. That's pretty sweet.
It was sweet.
Benny was dying to show me. And so he showed me, and McLovin was there, and he was like, yeah, I just thought of Benny the whole time. I'm like, that is so, so sweet.
Yeah. It is sweet. He's a sweet dude.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about McLovin. Ask me another question. One more. Make it a good one.
Well, you told me not to look at the cards.
Well, you know me. I'm always going to tell you one thing and then tell you the complete opposite.
What's the closest you've been to being in trouble with the law?
Oh, I'm not even going there. I've got a colorful past. Let's leave that.
Which spirit animal fits your character best?
Tilly Green. Of Big City Greens.
What is your favorite month of the year? I can guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, please do.
July. Now.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what it was pre
October.
Okay.
But now October is not because the skeletons remind me of Eric.
I know that.
Yep. What's your favorite month? July too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for July. I'll even take like June 22nd all the way through August 8th. Ooh, August 8th, my wedding anniversary. August 7th. Or August 8th is still my favorite day, but.
Yeah, the next couple months are just, I don't know, Father's Day is freaking hard.
Yeah.
Gus's birthday's in June. Our wedding anniversary is June 1st. Yeah, it's just, and you know what? We would have been married 10 years.
Oh, Al.
Yeah, it's our 10-year anniversary.
That's special.
June 1st.
Can I take you out?
I would love for you to. I wish you were going to Colorado with us.
I know you do. Wait, you're not going to be home. That's why you're telling me you're going to be in Colorado. You're not going to be here on your anniversary.
I'll be back, I think the 31st. So May 31st. I'll be here on June 1st.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I'll be taking you on a date that day.
Okay. I want to show you our gravesite.
Okay. I'll go there. My buddy took me.
This is why I'm never going
to
have a date.
Gravesites are so special. My buddy took me to his wife's gravesite, and that really meant a lot to him. I would love to go. I'd be honored.
I'm just probably weird, but I really like going there. It's like very peaceful for me.
Yeah. I would stay there for hours with you.
Yeah.
I would wear my bikini and sunbathe. It's my favorite thing to do outside.
Oh my gosh. What a scene. I could just see it. Bring it. We could bring our lawn chairs.
Absolutely, we could. I can't believe you haven't. I would lay right next to Ross.
I mean, I have laid down, but I haven't brought a lawn chair and bathing suit.
You know what? If you can have a celebration there, you can bring your bathing suit. Absolutely, we can do that. I would be happy to oblige.
Oh my gosh, listeners, this is a crazy episode.
All right, I'm going to do, okay, this one's right on top. Ready?
Oh, jeez.
What is the funniest thing I do to make you laugh? It's pretty funny when I drink. Allie and I love to drink. We don't drink much, but if we drink, we love to make videos and send them to people.
Yes, we did that to McLovin the other night.
Yes, poor McLovin.
My brother got engaged on Friday. And Crystal was my date.
As always.
And my brother Jake surprised Erie and had her whole family and my whole family at the place that we had the podcast launch party, like the bar. And it was pretty special. Like it reminded me of that day.
Yep.
And so I don't know, about an hour and a half in after having a drink, Crystal's like, let's make a video and send it to McLovin. And so I'm on the video. I'm like, McLovin, where are we? We're where you met. Can you guess it? And he did.
He did guess it. Yeah. We love to make videos and send those. I mean, we make them sober too. We make a lot of videos. We just don't publish them. My TikTok, so good. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with that TikTok I made. My most recent one.
It's pretty funny.
We need to make another one. We need the kids to teach us, though.
Yeah.
Or direct it. What's the funniest thing I do to make you laugh?
Honestly, there's so many things. But so Crystal is so witty that she can come up with the most like raunchy.
You should see my face right now.
She. I love her. But she can say things like, I'm going to punch him in the crotch for you. Like things like that, that just are so funny. Like, and that's just a little example, but anything I'm like, oh, I'm upset about this or this. She can just come at me with her read receipts and just.
Wait, I did not realize those are on.
They've been on since I've known you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So funny.
Thank God mine aren't on. I'm so bad with texting.
I'm asking Justin right now.
But anyways, Crystal is so good at coming up with just funny, almost inappropriate responses, and I just love her for it.
Well, thank you.
And you have the best music selection over there.
Okay, thanks.
You always
come in for the kill with a great song.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking Justin right now if he sees read receipts.
Okay.
How would I say that? When you see my text, do you...
Do you see when I read it? Like, does it give you a timestamp?
Yeah. What else? Anything else for the Hot Widows Club podcast this evening? We need to send Allie our love. She has a big couple weeks coming up. I am not going to be with her, but I'm trying to be with her. So maybe I'll surprise her. I don't know. I hope I can. But she has a big couple days ahead of her. And lift her up. Send all your love. I can probably lift her up. I'm going to see if I can bench press her.
Oh, my God.
I bet I can.
I bet you can, too. I don't know.
I don't know. I bet I can. There's a really good chance. Anyways, send your love to Allie, please. I want all of your sweet energy going to her to get through these next couple weeks. It's tough. Also, buy a jump rope. 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Hot Widows Club podcast endorses jump roping.
Yeah, send us your videos.
We'll please. See
that'd be kind of fun. We'll do a jump rope challenge.
Jump rope for heart. Yeah, I love it. If anyone is interested in learning more about the Hot Widows Club podcast or contacting us, please make sure you reach out to us at thehotwidowsclubpodcast@gmail.com or on our socials on Facebook and Instagram. We love you guys. Have a great night.
Yes, thank you guys.